After Rav Yashiv's Ptira last week, I started to look through some of the tshuvos that are printed in the Sefer Kovitz Tshuvos of Rav Yashiv, and I came across a fascinating tshuva nogea to this time of year. It's a tshuva written to his son-in-law, to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes the letter dated Chaf Gimel Nisan Tavshin Nun Gimel. So this was written in 1993. First fascinating part is how Rav Chaim Kanievsky starts the letter by saying that I wanted to ask about a number of things, Sheshamati B'Shem Mori Chamishlita, that I've heard in your name, V'rotzoni L'dasim Heim Nechonim, but I wanted to know if I heard correctly, because already in 1993, almost 20 years before the Petira of Rav Yashiv, he writes, Ki Harbe Dvarm Sheshamati Mishmo Nisbarer Achakach She'ino Nechon. There are a lot of things that I heard in your name that later have been clarified to me that they were not correct. So the shaila that he wants to ask is as follows. He says, I heard in your name, Rav Yashiv, this is in Kovit Shuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Zayin, says, I heard in your name that if someone is a chola who has to eat on Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, that you hold he has to make Havdalah before he eats. And he says, I have three reasons why that should not be the case. First of all, he says, before I get into any of my reasons, we all realize that it's Machlokas HaPoskim, whether you make Havdalah before you eat on Tisha B'Av. And he says the Shalos Tshuva Zecher Simcha and the Shalos Tshuva Safnas Panech both hold that you don't make Havdalah before Tisha B'Av. So he says, I'll give you three reasons why we should go with that Shita in Poskim and not like those who say that you do have to make Havdalah before eating on Tisha B'Av if you are a Chola. So just in terms of the Hakdama, Rav Yashiv's response, you know, when I was reading the Tshuva, I was thinking, who is the Zecher Simcha? So Rav Yashiv's response is, look, I don't have a Safnas Panech with me right now, so I can't look it up. But he says, "Hasefer Zecher Simcha lo shamati zichro." I never heard of the Sefer Zecher Simcha before, so I'm not even sure what you're talking about. So he says, "But what I do know is that the Birkei Yosef quotes in Siman Tavkuf Nun Vav without any chalek that chala doesn't make havdalah on Tisha B'Av when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. So I don't know about the Zecher Simcha. I don't know about the Safnas Panech. I just know that the Birkei Yosef says that you do make havdalah, and that's what it says in Sdei Chemed as well. Now let's get to Rav Chaim's Tainas. Taina number one of Rav Chaim Kanievsky is as follows, that the Chazanish, who was Rav Chaim Kanievsky's uncle, held that nowadays we no longer have such a thing called a Chamar Medina, and therefore you're only Yotzei Avdallah Alakos if you use wine. Now I should be clear, this whole tshuva is whether you need to be Mavdil Alakos, whether you need to say Avdallah on wine before eating. The fact that you say Avdallah, that you need to say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, that's Pashut that you have to do, even before doing Malacha on Motzei Shabbos, on Tisha B'Av. So this is all about Havdalah Alakos. So he says the Chaznish held that nowadays there's no such thing as Chamar Medina anymore, and therefore the only thing you can use for Havdalah is wine. And Rav Chaim says it's usher to use wine on Tisha B'Av, to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. After all, the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Lamed Amud Beis tells us that anyone who's Ochel Basar V'Shose Yayin B'Tisha B'Av, Alav HaKas of Omer V'Tiyav Onosam Alatz Musam, that it's not good, it's a very bad thing, the Gemara says, if you eat meat or drink wine on Tisha B'Av. Now Rashi on the spot says, well, you're not allowed to eat anything or drink anything on Tisha B'Av. So what do you mean, basar v'yayin? Basar v'yayin must be talking about that for sudam afsekes. That if you eat meat and drink wine for sudam afsekes, that's the big problem. So Chaim just points out that if it's true of sudam afsekes, kal v'chomer, it's true on Tisha B'Av. So you have a major problem that you're not allowed to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. That's my first issue, says Reb Chaim. Second issue, he says, is it's true that someone who's a chola is mutter to eat on Tisha B'Av. One is allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av when they're a chola. But what are you mutter to eat? Only that which you need to eat. I mean, you can't just go have chocolate bars all day if you're a chola and you're allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. After all, in Bir Alach, in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, in Tafrei Shiud Ches, it says that you can only eat what you need to eat. So mustamed, the same is true by Tisha B'Av, that it's kein d'oraisa tiknu. And he says this is not like a Baal Bris who's allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av that's nidcha, where the Baal Bris would have to make Havdalah, because that's because it's his separate yontif. But over here it's a chola. Now says Reb Chaim, if a chola is only allowed to eat what is necessary, is a glass of wine really necessary? The cup of wine that he's going to use for Havdalah, that's what you call necessary? He's not allowed to drink the wine, so how can you make Havdalah alakos? That's point number two Reb Chaim makes. Point number three Reb Chaim makes is that we have people who are chayiv in Havdalah, who every single year eat on Tisha B'Av, and those are ketanim, children under the age of bar mitzvah. They're already at the age of chinuch for Havdalah, but they're not yet at the age where they're fasting on Tisha B'Av. Have any of us ever heard of a katan making Havdalah before eating on Tisha B'Av? Who ever heard of such a thing? Ketanim don't have the minhag to do so, so why should a chola be any different? A chola has a chiyuv to say Havdalah, but is not going to be able to fast on Tisha B'Av, so he shouldn't make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av itself either. He doesn't have to make Havdalah al Hakos. Again, Baruch HaMavdil, yes, but not Havdalah al Hakos. That's the, and Reb Chaim says, and don't tell me, don't argue that a Katan is different, because a Katan, we're just trying to train him for what he's going to do as a Gadol. And as a Gadol, he's not going to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Don't tell me that Taina, because that's not what the Din of Chinuch is. The Din of Chinuch is not is not only about training certain behaviors for how he can act when he's a Gadol. The Din of Chinuch is that you look at him in his current circumstance as if he were a Gadol right now and say, would he be Chayev or would he not be Chayev? And that's how we determine if someone is Chayev in Chinuch. So if there was a Gadol who had to eat and the Halacha were that he had to make Havdalah, then the Katan in that situation would have to make Havdalah as well. So says Reb Chaim, is therefore a clear Raya, if a Katan doesn't make Havdalah, then a Gadol Luzachola would also not make Havdalah. So Rabbi Yashiv responds as follows. First of all, he says that when, and I'm not going to go in the order that he responds, but he says, to say that you have to measure out exactly what you're going to eat and what you're not going to eat on Tisha B'Av, he says it's not true. Once you're allowed to fast, once you're allowed to break your fast, you're allowed to eat. Quotes in Avnei Nezer or Chaim some Tav Kuf Mem about a person whose doctor told him that they could fast until Chatzos, but they have to eat in the afternoon. And the Avnei Nezer writes, Hadavar Baru Shalol Lisanos Klal, you shouldn't fast at all in that situation. The B'makom Chali Lo Gozer Rabban, and the Rabban were simply not Gozer, B'makom Chali. And similarly, on the first point of Chaim said, in terms of the drinking of wine, so that it's Chamar Medina, there's nothing that's called Chamar Medina nowadays, so because the Chazon Ish holds that there is no such thing as Chamar Medina, and therefore you would have nothing to drink but wine for Havdalah, says Rav Eliashiv, Zichron Levracha, who says that we paskin like that Chazon Ish? Mestama, we paskin that there are things that are Chamar Medina. That beer, for instance, would be Chamar Medina. And that it doesn't say in the Gemara is a terrible thing to have on Tisha B'Av or for the Sudam of Sekes. So you let have beer as your Havdalah on the Motzai Shabbos. Wine is not the only viable drink. For Havdalah, you could use beer, it's Chamar Medina. And says Rav Eliashiv, I'll prove to you that you're allowed to use things other than wine. There's still such thing as Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is defined as the thing that people normally drink at Seudos. How many people drink wine in a normal Suuda, other than Kiddush and Avdala? We almost never drink wine. So it's not, so it has to be that there's still Din Chamar Medina. So essentially, says Rav Eliashiv, I disagree with your uncle. I don't think that the Chazon Ish is correct, that there's no such thing as Chamar Medina. And then he gets to his main point, which is what the point that Rav Eliashiv really leads off with. And he says, you know what? It's more obvious to me that you have to make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av when you're a Chola and you're going to have to eat, than it is that you have to make Havdalah on Motzai Tisha B'Av if you're not a Chola. Because, and this a little background is required, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, we make Havdalah on Sunday night, on Motzai Tisha B'Av. That's Tav Kuf Nun Vav Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch Paskins out explicitly, based on Taisus and Pesachim Kuf Zayin Amin Aleph. The Bahag points out that even though, generally speaking, we have a Machlokas, how long do you have to say Havdalah? Only through Sunday? Or do you have all, are you able to say Havdalah all the way through Tuesday? So he says, even if you normally hold it, you're only allowed to say Havdalah through Sunday, when Tisha B'Av falls on Motzai Shabbos, everyone agrees that you could still say it's Sunday night, which is halachically Monday. Asks the Ramban, why should that be the case? If you hold it, you're only allowed to say Tisha B'Av through Sunday, it means that you hold only Sunday is called Motzai Shabbos. So why, just because Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, does that all of a sudden turn Sunday night into Motzai Shabbos? It shouldn't turn Sunday night into Motzai Shabbos. And therefore, says the Ramban, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzai Shabbos, there's no Chiyuv Havdalah whatsoever, Allah Kos. You don't make Havdalah Allah Kos on Sunday night. You don't make Havdalah Allah Kos at all. You just simply skip it. So says Rav Eliashiv, that's the sheet of the Ramban, that you skip Havdalah Allah Kos when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, that you just wouldn't do it at all. So it's so obvious. The Ramban would obviously say, if you're a Chola and you're eating on Tisha B'Av, so there is a Chiyuv to make Havdalah on Sunday. But Sunday night is already too late. So says Rav Eliashiv, it's more obvious to me that a Chola would have to make Havdalah ala kos on Tisha B'Av on Sunday than it is that a regular person would have to make Havdalah on Sunday night. Now, a couple of points of Ha'aros on this whole exchange between Rav Chaim and Rav Eliashiv. Try to do this quickly. One on Rav Chaim, when Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that it's pashut that the way we look at the mitzvah of chinuch is you pretend as if it were a gadol in that matzav. What would a gadol do while in that same matzav? That's not so pashut that that's the way we look at the mitzvah of chinuch. Rav Moshe in the tshuva, in Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chelik Aleph, in the Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, in the tshuva on the topic of all topics of co-education, was asked about putting boys and girls who are very young in the same classroom. So Rav Moshe says it depends how you view the mitzvah of chinuch. Do you view the mitzvah of chinuch as training behaviors, or do you view the mitzvah of chinuch as, would a gadol in this situation require this separation, or they require this hanhaga? If you view it as training behaviors, so then you would say that, well, we don't want to train that boys and girls should be together. Even at a very young age, you shouldn't do it because we're training the behavior. But if you view it as if this person were a gadol in the same situation, would there be a chiv to separate them? Well, if you had a gadol without a yetzer hara, like you have a 3-4-year-old kid without a yetzer hara, so then there would be no requirement to have him not talk to members of the opposite gender. So then for little children, it also would be no requirement. Rav Moshe says this is Tali in a Machlokas, Mishnah Brura and Magen Avram in Hilchos Lulav, whether a child can be Yotzei, whether you can be Yotzei the mitzvah of Chinuch when you lend the Lulav to a child with a borrowed Lulav. Do you look at it as training in action, in which case it's fine, he's doing the action, or do you look at it as if he were a Gadol in that situation? Says Rav Moshe, if you're going to be Machmir by Lulav, you're going to be Mekel by co-education. If you're going to be Mekel by Lulav, you're going to be Machmir by co-education. You do the Cheshbon in your mind, you'll see how it works out. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky's assumption that we automatically look at it as if it were a gadol in that situation and don't just train behaviors, Rav Moshe claims is actually a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Brura. The other ha'ara is that Rav Salvechik in Shiurei Rav on Inyanei Tisha B'Av in Rabbi Konigsberg's volume, I think it's Rabbi Konigsberg, the volume on Avelus and Tisha B'Av, on Rav Shechter's notes, it's Rabbi Konigsberg's volume, and in Simin Chav Tes, toward the end of the Sefer, discusses this issue, and he says, wait a second, the Ramban's Shita, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzai Shabbos, no one would say, the Ramban holds, everyone would agree that there's no Chiyuv Havdalah. Even those who normally say you're allowed to make Havdalah through Tuesday would agree there's no Chiyuv Havdalah because there's no Chiyuv Havdalah at all on Tisha B'Av. So you were not Chayiv B'Shas HaChiyuv. So Mele, there's not going to be a din of Tashlumin later on. You're not going to make Havdalah later on. And certainly if you hold the only time to make Havdalah ever is Sunday, you would hold that there's no Chiyuv Havdalah. That sheet of the Ramban is difficult to understand. Because what? You're not chayiv in Avdallah on Sunday? Or you're chayiv in Avdallah, it's just that you can't do it because it's Tisha B'Av. Isn't it much more likely the second? That you're chayiv in Avdallah, it's just that you can't do it because it's Tisha B'Av? So says Rav Salvechik, maybe we could understand the Bahag and the Ramban based on the Yisod that he develops in his Shirul Mazech Rabbi Mari, in one of the Yartzeit Shirim. Rav Salvechik developed the Yisod that the idea of Avdallah ala kos, it's not matir asiyas malacha, regular Avdallah b'peh, just saying Baruch HaMavdil, is matir doing malacha. What is Avdallah ala kos? Therefore, Havdalah Alakos is there to be mavdil between Su'udos Shabbos and Su'udos Chol, to designate that whatever Su'udos I have from here on in are a Su'uda of Chol. So it could be that the Ramban will say that when Tisha B'Av is on Motzai Shabbos, so Sunday is not a Yom Achila. Memela, you don't have a Chiyuv to be mavdil between Su'udos Shabbos and Su'udos Chol, because Sunday is not a day of Su'udos Chol. And that's why the Ramban says there is no Chiyuv of Havdalah Alakos in that situation. It's not that there's a Chiyuv, but it's Tisha B'Av, so you can't do it because you have no practical way to drink a kos. No, there's no Chiyuv at all because there are no Su'udos, and all would agree to be Pater, says the Ramban. The Bahag, on the other hand, would say that no, the Chiyuv of Havdalah is to be Mavdu between Su'udos Shabbos and the first day that you're allowed to have Su'udos Chol. When's the first day you're allowed to have Su'udos Chol? Most weeks? It's Sunday, it's Motzai Shabbos. But in the week when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, it's Monday. So that's the Chiyuv of Havdalah, to be Mavdil on Sunday night. So even if you normally hold, you can only make Havdalah on Sunday, that's because that's the day when Su'udos Chol become Mutter. But if you hold that you're allowed to make, but if you're in a situation where the first day of Su'udos Chol is Monday, so then the Chiyuv shifts to Monday. So says Rav Salvechik, unbelievable nafkamina halacha lemaisa. If you have a chola that eats on Tisha B'Av, our exact shaila, the whole discussion between Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Eliashiv. Shari Tshuva quotes the Birkei Yosef that Rav Eliashiv quotes, that a chola that eats on Tisha B'Av, that tzchal l'motzoi Shabbos, has to make havdalah before he eats. When that chola makes havdalah, other family members who are not eating on Tisha B'Av, can they listen and be yotzei the mitzvah of havdalah? They're not going to drink anything, they're just going to listen. So Pashtus is, one would assume, according to Rav Eliashiv, of course, why not? This guy's allowed to make Havdalah, he's supposed to be making Havdalah, so I'll listen to him. And it's not that the Chiyuv goes away on Sunday, it's just that I have no practical way of fulfilling the Chiyuv. But according to this biur of Rav Soloveitchik in the Bahag, that the chiv simply doesn't exist on a day that for me is not a day of su'uda, so even though the chol is allowed to make havdalah, because for him it is a day of su'uda, for me, the listener, it's not a day of su'uda. So that havdalah doesn't count for me at all, and I wouldn't be yotzei. Three gedola Yisrael, with different perspectives, on this issue of havdalah for a cholah when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. I thought it's beautiful Torah. The Torah of learning Rav Eliashiv's Torah after the week after his patira should be an aliyah to his neshama, and we should be zochah not to have to observe Tisha B'Av as a tainus, but to observe it as a full-fledged moed in Mirtz Hashem this year.